food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I'm a vegetarian or I'm a vegan. Boy, we hear this over and over again. These food choices have become the norm for food lifestyles today. A lot of vegetarians and vegans on the market and the community now, and even kids are moving in that direction. So this raises the question, at least it's the question I have for you, Carolina. Why do we as mammals, we have eye teeth, and I thought that made us carnivores, but why should we primarily be eating plant food?
Well, that's a good question. I think there certainly is a lot more vegetarians and vegans nowadays than probably 10 years ago, but they are still a very small number of people compared. What I think there is a lot of is a modified version of vegetarian. A lot of people turning to more fruits and vegetables, thankfully, and that's partly due to the whole food industry and even the guidelines, you know, the nutrition education, being able to reach more people and recommend that we eat more fruits and vegetables. So I think that it's good news is that we're all looking at the right direction. And we recently did a segment on the new guidelines, which also told people to eat more fruits and vegetables, more plants. So to answer your question, why should we be eating more plants rather than animals? And, you know, it's funny. I like to kind of comment back and look at the caveman, you know, our ancestors of ancestors, I guess you would say. The way they lived is, you know, they gathered nuts and seeds and plants and fruits and vegetables. And that's what was their primary diet. And then every once in a while, if the leader of the group would come home with something from their hunt, then they would feast on that. But it was just that, it was a feast. And then for the majority of the other days, they ate nuts and seeds and herbs and plants. And maybe we ought to take a little lesson from our ancestors and see why that's such a good way to eat. And it comes down to because you get a lot more nutrients and a lot less of bad side effects from eating more plants than animals. So it's a good idea.
That was so interesting what you said. I never thought about that meat was not always available even during the early days that they had to catch it. In the meantime, they could grow plants. So, of course, we always ate more plants than
yeah, not only than, they couldn't store meat either. So when they got it, they had to eat all of it.
Wow.
There was no refrigerator.
So they ate all meat and no plants. We as humans never seem to get it right in balance.
I know,
so
right?
Funny. All right. So, what is it about the plants that make them so important for our functioning? How does a lima bean feed our heart or our lungs? I mean, I don't quite get the connection. Help me out.
Oh, I could go on forever on this. We'd probably need an hour to talk about it. But let me summarize it in this. You know, think about plants and think the thing about plants and the fruits and vegetables and seeds and nuts, anything that is living but doesn't come from an animal per se. They are very rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants, phytonutrients, omegas, proteins, so on, so forth. I mean, it's just a very well-rounded kind of food. But at the end of the day, it's all about the packaging. And I know that's a confusing word to use because it doesn't come on a package. But what I mean by this is animal products have a lot of those qualities that I just talked about it as well. But the problem is the package they come in. And what I mean by that is when you eat red meat, every once in a while it's fine, but if red meat becomes your only source of protein, for example, then it's packaged with saturated fat and some other components that are not so great to have a ton of in our body, okay? So also there's a lack of nutrients like fiber and some other vitamins that you won't find in red meat that you do find in, let's say, beans. So beans is a great protein source, just like red meat, but it doesn't come in that package that might offer some side effects. So if that made any sense, basically it's the whole picture. Look at the whole food kind of thing. And that's why at the end of the day, plants and fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds are much more well-rounded, let's say.
Ooh, like the package of nuts and seeds. Now, that's real easy. You just, you know, take the hull off and you eat it, or the shell, and then you've got something ready to eat. And it doesn't have to be refrigerated when it's in its shell. So it's so real handy. So actually, I think we were designed to have more plant vegetables, but here's, or plant foods. That includes nuts, seeds, fruit, vegetables, grains. I mean, plants covers a whole range of food categories.
Yeah.
But where's that protein come from that we think we can only get? So many people think you only get protein if you eat meat and dairy products. But what about the all the vegetables and other things that grow out of the ground? Where does that protein come from?
Yeah. Well, you know, let me just say this. Hopefully you'll always remember is protein are the building, you know, amino acids, the building blocks of proteins are the building blocks of life. So anything that's living is going to have some protein. Now, of course, by any means, broccoli is not going to have nearly as much protein as, you know, let's say a piece of fish or a piece of chicken, but it has protein. So if you eat a good combination and enough of different plants, you will get just as much, if not more protein than eating a piece of chicken. But your main plant sources of protein that are going to be your star protein, you could say, are going to be your beans, your nuts, and seeds. Those are really high in protein, and they can put up a fight when you compare them to chicken or red meat. So you can that's why we do have so many vegetarians and vegans. And the last thing they are is malnourished or the, you know, protein deprived. That's rarely the issue with a vegetarian or a vegan. They have a little bit of vitamin B12 deficiency. Sometimes they have to supplement, but I'll tell you, protein is not an issue.
Well, that is big news, I think, for so many of us listening. I want to ask about eggs, though. An egg's considered an animal product. It's from a mammal.
Yeah.
But it is loaded with protein. So I guess that's where the vegan comes in. Some said a vegetarian does not have cheese and eggs, but you can have those with as a vegan, correct?
What I was talking about is that nowadays we're having a lot of the modified version, which I think it's great. I actually think that that's what we want to strive for. A lot of people say, oh, if I want to be healthy, I got to go vegan. Not necessarily. No one's sitting here saying that you should never eat red meat again. What I'm saying is that it shouldn't be your main source of protein. So there are tons of modifications of vegetarians and vegans nowadays. There's ovo-lacto vegetarian, which they will eat the egg or and milk. So, you know, at the end of the day, you don't worry about fitting yourself into a label. Worry about doing what you feel is right for yourself and what your beliefs are. And just be rested assured that you can get everything you need from plants, from non-animal sources. And if you are worried, just consult a dietitian or a doctor just to make sure and check your basis, but you should be fine.
All right. You've mentioned nuts, seeds, and what other absolutes must we have if we're eating all plants or mostly plants? What are the other foods that we need to be sure and get in at least weekly, if not daily?
Yeah. Well, I think every day you should make sure your plates are filled with fruits and vegetables. Beans. I think you should get beans every single day. If you're gonna take meat out of your menu completely, then beans should be a daily staple. And roots. Roots are great, too, and they tend to have a lot of minerals that you may need. You know, sometimes, Ellen, what's really hardest about making these transitions is actually finding the recipes or how to make these foods for your family. So I want to invite everybody to visit our website, and that's KidCritics.org, spelled with two K's, and visit our recipe tab. We have lots of recipes using roots, vegetables, beans that you can get started on right away. So thank you so much for being with us in our family food kitchen. And in the meantime, make sure to eat well and stay well.